This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're going to have our last session for Ramadan on some of these beautiful insights from the work At-Ta'bir al-Qur'ani by Dr. Fadil Salih Hassam al-Rai. And today I'm going to talk to you about hearing and seeing in the Qur'an. So we're still in the section where he talks about the organization of words and phrases. Last episode, I talked to you about jinns and humans and jinns, and that the order of those two words. So today we're going to look at the concept of hearing and seeing, right? And it's interesting that overwhelmingly in the Qur'an, I'd say pretty much with one exception, you have Allah mentioning hearing first, seeing second. So there are cases where he describes himself and he says, وَالسَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He is the hearing, the seeing, right? إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Certainly he is, in fact, the one that hears, sees. He describes the human being, the way he created us. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We made the human being from a fluid, and we made him capable of hearing, seeing. Mm-hmm. So again, hearing mentioned before, seeing. So he describes himself in this way. Allah is hearing, seeing. And when he starts talking about his creation, us, he prioritizes hearing over seeing. So some scholars have insights about why he does that. And in fact, the lack of hearing, when somebody can't hear, what do you call them?
Deaf.
And when somebody can't see, what do you call them?
Blind.
So you'll also find in the Quran, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. That when they're, Allah's beloved servants and slaves, when they're reminded of the ayat, the revelations of their master, they don't trip up on them. And then he says, they don't trip up on them deaf and blind. So he mentioned deafness, which has to do with hearing, and then blindness, which has to do with seeing. So even that is consistent with hearing being prioritized over seeing. Now, why is that? So scholars try to kind of, contemplate, why would he keep prioritizing hearing over seeing? And there's some really interesting things. The message of our religion, it's okay, Rian, it's totally okay, Rian. I saw it, even though I didn't hear it. Okay, so so the message of our religion, prophets came, right? And they delivered a message. And the message has always been delivered as something to be heard. Something to be heard. And that, even it reaches people that the messengers have not even seen. So the next generations of believers, they didn't get to see the prophet, but they got to what? Hear the prophet, right? Or hear his words, hear his teachings. And that happened with prophet after prophet after prophet, right? So hearing is more directly associated with revelation than seeing it. Seeing, of course, there are miracles that we see. There's prophets, that was a really good swallow. That was really good. That was, you did the toad. Like, I was like, stay in. It was well executed. I have to commend you. Look, these are long nights in Ramadan. It's okay to be sleepy. But I have to just acknowledge the effort. Right, lady?
Yeah.
That's his sister. Okay, not a lady. That's his sister.
Yeah.
And she's a kid too. And so you think, mashallah, this boy and the lady with her, like, just entertains me.
Where do you get the lady from?
The lady. Hey, lady, could you wave at the camera? Just so, there you go.
That's a kid here.
Thanks, lady. Yeah. Okay, so now we just call her lady now. We got to change that. Anyway, what was I saying? Something about Islam or something?
Hearing.
Yeah, hearing. Okay. So hearing is prioritized because prophets, their message was heard. And actually the most powerful of all revelations, the final word of Allah, the Quran, is something to be heard. It was recited and it was heard. Mm-hmm. So hearing has a more direct connection to our spiritual hearts. What we see impacts us spiritually, but actually it's almost like the Quran is hinting at the fact that what we hear impacts us far more. And it's far more important. In fact, on Judgment Day, it's interesting that people when on Judgment Day that are regretting the fact that they didn't do the right thing, right? They lament. They're about to be cast into, you know, into damnation, and they say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If only we had listened and thought, we wouldn't be ending up in the place in the burning flame. Had only we heard and thought. So they connected listening to thinking, right? And this is, again, a unique feature of human beings, because other creatures respond more to what they see, right? And human beings respond and process more what they hear, right? And so we have this. That was better. You're owning it. So that's good.
Would you make a compilation of like...
Yawn compilations? Yeah. That'd be pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is called the Dream Program.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so now let's look at the exception. Mm-hmm. But actually, before we go to the exception, I want to make one more observation. Have you ever heard the phrase, I'll believe it when I see it?
Yeah.
Right?
But I like to change it. I'll see it when I believe it. Because, you know, I believe in myself. I'll see it when I believe it.
I'll see it when I like it. Okay.
Yeah. I stole that from somebody.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, we're trying to do Islamic things, lady.
Yeah, lady. Pay attention.
That's what I said. Anyway, so the thing I'd like to add is that when somebody says, I'll believe it when I see it, and especially when it comes to faith, mm-hmm. right? Prophets would come, our prophet comes and delivers a message, and people said, oh, you know, why, if this really is a book from God, why don't we see the angel? Why don't you show him to us? Oh, is it a book? Why don't the pages just come floating down from the sky? فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. How come they're not parchments, scrolls floating down from the sky that people can touch, they said. Why can't we just touch it if it's the word of God? You know, لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُورُونَ. Allah says, even if I sent those to you, you would have been like, my eyes must be drunk. And we must be drunk, because you still wouldn't have believed it. But people act like if they saw, they would believe. In fact, there were people before who saw. They saw the she-camel of Salih. They saw Musa part the water. They saw Jesus turn, by Allah's permission, take a clay bird and turn it to life. They saw those things. Did it make them believe? No, it didn't. And when Allah shows you for your eyes to see and you still don't believe, then you are guaranteed punishment. But actually, human beings should be able to take heed by hearing something and processing it and thinking about it, right? But they wanted to emphasize that, no, we're not the kind that will believe just by hearing. We need to believe only when we what? See. So now with that in mind, The believer wants to emphasize hearing, mm-hmm. and the disbeliever wants to emphasize what? Seeing, yeah. Right? For us, hearing, like inna sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil imani an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Our master, we heard the call of a caller calling us to faith, so we accepted the faith. That's what we say in the Quran, mm-hmm. right? So we hear it, but the believer says no. The disbeliever says no. I want to see. So here's an ayah from Surah Sajda that reverses the order. It says, Absarna wa sami'na. We have seen and we have heard. We've seen and we've heard. So why is this one place in the Quran reversing what's always there as sami'na, you know, sami' basir, sami'an basira, summan wa umyana, and all of a sudden, absarna wa sami'na. We see and we hear. So let's look at this ayah. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. If only you could see when the moment when criminals are going to have their heads hanging low right before their master, declaring, our master, we have now seen and we have heard. So allow us to return. We shall then do good deeds. We are completely convinced. Mm-hmm. Ah, so Allah is saying, you were the people who only believe if you what?
See.
Judgment Day comes and you people say, we see. Okay, now and now we've heard. No, we're ready to listen. You see, Allah took their prioritization of seeing and he flipped it and said, this is the consequences of, you really want to see, because you want to see Judgment Day, right? To believe in it. You want to see hellfire to believe in it. You want to see the consequences of your deeds, to believe that there are consequences of your deeds. Okay, let me give you a depiction of that scene, because it is coming. And then on that day, this whole I'll believe it when I see it is exactly what you'll be saying. But that'll be you putting your foot in your mouth, because you'll be saying, we've seen. Oh, now we've heard. Please, can you just take us back? We're convinced now. In other words, it's too late. This attitude will lead you to destruction because it'll be too late. So in a very subtle way, prioritizing hearing over seeing is actually a very profound, powerful spiritual teaching of the Quran. And what is that? We have to become good listeners. And we have to be actively thinking about what we're hearing. The Quran came to be heard, not just as sounds, but as something to be thought about. We are now obsessed with what we see. The world is obsessed with what we see. There are, you know, images, compelling images, things that capture your eyes, video that you see, and that draws your attention. The world of advertising is about capturing your attention with a thumbnail, right? We're not good at thumbnails at Bay, you know, but we have thumbnails like, you know, but the, you know, advertising and capturing your attention is all about seeing. And here you have this religion that's saying, pay attention to what you're hearing, process what you're hearing, critique what you're hearing, think about what you're hearing. And the Quran overall is a message to be heard. 23 years, the Sahaba were not reading the Quran, they were hearing the Quran. The Quraysh was being asked to listen to the Quran. ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen to it. And then see. Meaning, what you hear and understand will change the way you see. That's the final point I'd like to make. That seeing has been made priority over hearing is because if you see something without understanding, I'll give you a real life example. Let's just say you don't know who I am. I don't know who you are, right? I just see you walk in, or you just see me walk in, right? You have all kinds of assumptions about what kind of person I am. I have assumptions about what kind of person you are, right? Yeah. I know nothing about you. Mm-hmm. Now, after we have a conversation, do I see you differently? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because when I hear someone, now I understand them differently. Mm-hmm. And what I saw with my eyes deceived me. Mm-hmm. Eyes can be deceiving. You can see someone's appearance and they're not what they are. They look like a certain kind of person. Then you have a conversation with them and barriers are broken, your assumptions are destroyed, and now you see them completely differently, right? So that applies in the spiritual realm. We are, you know, our religion has certain optics. It looks a certain way to people. For a non-Muslim, for example, Islam can look terrifying. I can look terrifying, right?
Yeah.
But then they have a conversation with me and then they're really terrified. No, I'm kidding. But the point is, they have a conversation and their perception might change, mm-hmm. right? You know, I'm reminded of the story of Tufayl ibn Amr ad-Dawsi, who was not from Mecca. He was a pretty popular leader of his own tribe, ad-Dawsi. And he came to pay his respects to the Kaaba. And when he came, the Prophet ﷺ was preaching Islam in Mecca, and the people respected him because he's a famous person from his town. So when they came in, they said, hey, listen, there's a man, his name is Muhammad. You know Muhammad, right? It was like, yeah, I think I know him. Yeah, don't listen to him. He's spreading some kind of magic with his mouth. It's like mystifying people. People are completely transforming. Father's turning against son. People are going crazy. His magic is really powerful. If you see him, just don't listen to him. So he's like, okay, I'll be careful. I'll be careful. So he's walking down the street. He sees the Prophet ﷺ coming the other way, reciting Quran, right? And he plugs his ears and runs. He runs because he doesn't want to hear.
Yeah.
And then middle of the run, he's like, why am I afraid? I'm the leader of my tribe. I'm one of the most well-spoken people I know.
Mm-hmm.
What am I afraid of? Words?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. So he unplugs his ears, goes and listens to the Prophet ﷺ, and becomes a believer.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because he gave it a chance to be what?
Heard.
To be heard, right? To me, one of the really cool examples of the power of hearing is Allah says himself when he sent Musa alayhi salam to the Pharaoh, and he sent him with a staff that turns into a snake, clearly something to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But when he sent him, he said, "Inna ma'akum mustami'un," go to the Pharaoh, go with our signs, we shall be listening. In other words, even though he had a staff that turned into a snake, the more important thing was what was going to be said by the Pharaoh and what is going to be heard and what is going to be said by Musa alayhi salam. The conversation was more important to Allah. Allah didn't say, we'll be watching as they watch. No, we'll be listening as they listen. Inna ma'akum mustami'un. So the power of attentive listening, the power of actually hearing someone out, the power of hearing the word of Allah and processing and thinking about it, that is actually more important than just us seeing something, you know? So I pray that, you know, as a result of just thinking about these things, your thoughts about how you take in information and how you absorb information change. And what's more important to you changes. Like, it's not important how a person looks. What's more important is what they have to say. What are they actually saying? You know, the skin color of a person doesn't matter. Their economic position doesn't matter. The clothes they're wearing aren't a measure of who they are. You know, where they live, their accent, you know, those are all outside things. The message, what is it that they're saying that you're trying to listen to? That is what gives them value. And that's priority in the Quran. And for people who didn't make that a priority, they're going to regret that on Judgment Day, because they only wanted to believe or be impressed by things that they what? That they see. And the believer is impressed and moved by things that they hear. So with that, inshallah ta'ala, I'll conclude today's brief reminder and insight from Dr. Samir Ali's book. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Yeah, go ahead, do the outro.
Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-Hakim wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa dhikr al-Hakim. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Remember, bye. This is our last day of Ramadan. For some of you, I was already Eid, but you know, reflect upon this month, see if it was just another month or if it was a good month for you, you know.
I do a mic drop, but it's hanging.
Yeah. So. All right, assalamu alaikum, guys. Remember, do your best and we'll do the rest. Peace.